Online reviews, otherwise known as reputation management, has become a huge part of how we market our restaurants. On today's episode, we're going to talk about number one, why you need reviews, how to get more consistent, great, rave, five-star reviews, and then we're going to talk about how you respond to those reviews. Because yes, you do have to respond, but not just any response will work. There's the right way. There's a framework for how you need to do it. We're going to talk about all that and more on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close and this is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast dedicated solely to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week, I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable business. I also work directly with owners and operators all over the country through my P3 Mastermind program. Of course, if you want to learn more about that, you'll find the link in the show notes. Go grab time on my calendar so we can chat. I wrote a book. You know you can get that for free by going to our Instagram handle, at Restaurant Strategy. Literally just DM the word book. We'll send you the link so that you can grab that book for free. You just pay shipping. I also want to make a plea for all you guys right now. You've been with me for a little while at least, right? Some of you have recently discovered the show. Some of you have been with us literally for years. This show is 5.5 years old and our community continues to grow in large part because of you. So here is my ask. This week, if you get any sort of value from this show, if you've gotten anything from this show over the last little while, then please do me a favor. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star rating and review. Just tell the world what you've gotten out of the show, why you tune in, and why you think they should tune in. That more than anything else would help this, my small business, continue to grow. Again, Apple Podcasts, go leave us a 5-star rating and review. Just let people know why you tune in every single week. I appreciate it. Now, I have a friend. His name is Rev Ciancio. He is probably the smartest restaurant marketer I know. He works with hundreds of restaurants all over the country and is actually an operator himself. Every time he works with a new restaurant, he insists that that new client use Marquee. I also recommend Marquee to my clients for their SEO and reputation management needs. It fits right in with what we're talking about today. With Marquee, you can manage and respond to all of your reviews on Google, Yelp, OpenTable, TripAdvisor, Facebook, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and EasyCater, all from one central place. So you don't have to keep going in and logging into OpenTable, respond to reviews. Going into Google, respond to those reviews. Log into Yelp, respond to those reviews. They're all in one place. Marquee helps you improve your star ratings with consistent review responses and will even respond for you if you don't have time. Marquee also makes sure that all of your hours, menus, and other online information is accurate across the entire internet, which places you higher in near me searches, which ultimately just helps you get more butts in seats. Are you curious to learn more? Visit marquee.com. That's marquii.com. As always, you will find that link in the show notes. Now, it's apropos that Marquee is one of the sponsors of today's episode because we're talking about reputation management. It's a fancy way of saying online reviews. The coolest thing that's happened over the last couple of years is the democratization of restaurant criticism, right? We used to have reviewers, critics at all of the major newspapers and magazines and no more. Right. And while we can be heartbroken about that, what's cool is that now we no longer rely on one person's opinion to help us decide where we want to eat. Now we've got hundreds and thousands and millions of people who weigh in and tell us collectively where we think we should spend our time and our money. And I choose to see that as a good thing. No matter how you feel about Yelp, it is here to stay. And I'm going to show you. That it actually is something you should care about. Even if you think it's just a place where people go to complain, which is not really true, even if you think that, I'm going to show you that it doesn't matter. You still need to care about it. Okay, so now we're going to split this conversation into two different parts. Number one, why you need to get them and how you need to get them, right? More consistent rave five-star reviews. And then on the other piece, how you respond to all your reviews. So yes, you should be responding to your reviews, but how do we do it most productively, right? Two parts of this conversation, all about online reviews. Number one, why you need them, how we got to get them, right? How you grow the number of consistent, predictable, five-star rave reviews. And on the other part is, what do you do? How do you respond to them, right? What's the right way and the wrong way to do it, okay? So the first part of the conversation first. This is really important, right? So now we're going to, I just want to touch upon something very technical. SEO, search engine optimization. It's just a fancy acronym. It's a fancy way of saying how things get found or how results come back on sites like Google and Bing, right? So Google is by far the biggest search engine on the internet. So let's just talk about that. When somebody goes in and says, best pizza near me, or best sushi in Houston, or best tacos in Los Angeles, there's something they want in a specific place, right? Either near me or in a specific city. Either I'm going to be traveling to that city, or I'm now in that city, or I just want really good pizza around me. You do it. Your customers also do it. They go in and they're looking for things on the internet. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you are found by people who are looking for the thing you have. You don't need to be found by everyone. You just need to be found by the people who are looking for the thing that you do. If you make really great tacos and someone says, best tacos in your town, man, you're like, come to us. We're here and we have really great tacos. That's what we're talking about. So search engine optimization, it's making sure that you show up on those search engines when people are looking for the thing that you have. Simply put, that's how we need to think about it. Now, reputation management, meaning online reviews, have become a more prominent piece of how Google rates certain businesses or certain websites. Meaning, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, online reviews hardly even mattered. It was a factor in what Google considered, but it wasn't a prominent factor. Now, I've talked to multiple people who believe it's now one of the top three pieces of information that Google uses to return results, right? So who gets listed first, second, third, fourth, and fifth? Online reviews now have a very, very big effect on that. Okay, that's the first thing, right? So just from a sheerly technical perspective, you need to care about it. Now, two main places, there are obviously a lot of places, right? Google and Yelp and Facebook and Foursquare and TripAdvisor and EasyCater and OpenTable and on. There are obviously a lot of places where people can leave reviews. The most important ones, the two most important ones that you need to care about, and I'll explain why you need to care about them. The two most important ones are Google and Yelp. Even if you disregard all the rest, and with a tool like Marquee, you don't have to ignore them. They make it very easy to care about them because it aggregates it all, meaning it pulls it all into one central location. So you see all the reviews there in a row and you respond to it within the Marquee software. You hit submit and it goes and publishes your response on Yelp. It publishes your response on TripAdvisor, on Google, or wherever it is. Now, the two that matter the most are Yelp and Google, right? Why? Because one of the biggest search engines, right? Google is obviously the biggest search engine in the world. The number two search engine is YouTube, which guess what, is owned by Google. The third one is Google Maps, which is obviously owned by Google. When people are searching for things in the Maps feature, right, in Google Maps, pizza near me, they want to see it on the map so they can see how far away it is to drive there or to walk there. Google Maps pulls from Google reviews. And you've got to be over 4.0, right? 4.0 stars to even appear in those search results. If you're a 3.7, you are basically invisible on Google, right? So you need 4.0 or higher on Google, literally, just to even show up. If you are standing in front of a taco place and you said, best tacos near me, and the taco place is 3.8, it literally will not show it to you, even though it is by far the closest, it is the nearest to you. That is profound, and we have to take a second and acknowledge that. If you are under 4 stars on Google, you are invisible on Google or Google Maps. crucial. Now, let's talk about Apple. Apple Maps and Siri don't pull from Google, they pull from Yelp. And what they've said is that you've got to be 4.2 stars or above to appear. So if you're in Apple Maps or if you're on Siri and you say, right, hey Siri, what are the best taco places near me? And the results return, again, if you're standing in front of there and you're a 4.1, they don't show anything under a 4.2. So you are invisible on Apple Maps and Siri. I don't have to tell you how huge that is. There are so many people out there. Maybe you're listening to this and you say, well, I don't use it. Me personally, Chip, I don't really use Siri, but there are plenty of people. My brother's 2 years younger than me, and he uses it all the time. My other brother is 9 years younger than me. He uses it all the time, right? You use Siri to ask questions and to get answers to your questions, right? So number one, best tacos near me, best sushi near me, best pizza near me. A lot of people will just, you know, ask Siri, and Siri will return a bunch of results. They pull that information from Yelp. So you absolutely, just from a sheerly technical perspective, you can't afford to turn your back on these review sites. Even if you hate Yelp, even if whatever, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Big, big companies, big search engines like Apple Maps and Google pull from Google and Yelp. You can't afford to turn your back on it, turn your nose up on it. You just can't afford to do it. You're literally turning your back on hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue every single year. You think I'm kidding? I am not exaggerating. So, first part of this story is why should you care? That is why you should care. Here is something very important you need to know. When it comes to getting online reviews on Yelp or Google, right? There will be a handful of people who just do it naturally, organically. They go, they have such a great time, they want to leave a review. They go, they have such a bad time, they want to leave a review. Your job is to get other people who love you, who otherwise wouldn't think of leaving a review. Your job is about getting them to leave a review. Now, this is very important. This is not a quantity game. It is a quality game. And more important than that, it is consistency. So you don't need 15 a day. You need one a day, but you need one every day. I can't stress that enough. So if you are having your servers ask every single table, if you are running contests with your servers to try and get the most reviews, I'm gonna beg you to stop that right now. You do not need that. You do not need them asking the server or your servers asking the tables to do something. You do not need the tables to feel obligated to do something. Absolutely not. What I'm gonna urge you to do is try to get one or two every single day. If you got one rave five-star review every single day, it would profoundly change your business levels in 60 to 90 days. You don't believe me? I dare you to try it. Try what I'm about to tell you. This is what I ask all of my clients to do. Here it is, simple, straightforward, actionable. This is the playbook. You get business cards made. On one side of the business card, it has your logo, the Yelp logo, and a QR code that takes people to your Yelp page. On the other side of the business card, you have your logo, the Google logo, and a QR code that takes people to your Google My Business page where they leave a review. What you're going to do is you're going to look for the one table every day that is having an incredible time. They are loving it. They're gushing about everything they have. All you have to do is find that one table that is loving it and go up to them. Have a manager do it. Have the owner do it. Go up there and say, hey, I just wanted to check in, introduce myself. My name is Chip. I'm one of the managers here. It looks like you guys had a really great time tonight. And of course, they're going to say, oh my God, it was amazing. It was incredible, blah, blah, blah. You say, great. I love hearing that. Would you do me a favor? Online reviews help small businesses more than you can possibly know. I'm going to leave this card here. On the one side, it will take you to leave a Yelp review. On the other side, to leave a Google review. If you guys could take just 2 minutes and let the world know everything you just told me, and if you took any pictures throughout the night, upload those as well, because that really helps give people a sense of what our place is all about. If you could take 2 minutes and do that right now, I would be forever grateful. And that's it. You walk away. Maybe you go back 3 minutes later, 5 minutes later, and see if they did it, because maybe they didn't think you really meant that they should do it right now, and you can tell them, no, please do it right now. Really crucial. You do not give them a discount. You do not take anything off the check. You do not send any extras. You do not buy them a round of drinks. It is not a tit for tat. Absolutely not. If people get wind of it, and there is now there have been court cases where it's basically interpreted as the restaurant buying rave reviews, buying a more powerful rating, even if there's the sniff of impropriety, you're going to get dinged, right? Yelp's going to flag them. They're going to pull those reviews, or worse, they're going to pull down your page, which I don't have to tell you. If Apple Maps cannot pull from anything, if there's no Yelp page to pull from, you will be you'll be zapped. Okay, so what you have to do is just ask people, right? That's it. Just ask people a favor. You hopefully just showed them an incredible time, even if it was just a quick service setting. You show them a great time. They love the food, and they will be happy because they are content with your delicious food in their belly in that moment, and they'll take 2 minutes and rave about how incredible the experience was. That's why it matters. That's how you get more. You don't need 15 a day. You need one a day. If you get 30 rave 5-star reviews every single month, I promise you within 2 to 3 months, you will see a profound change in your rating and in the kind of business that is generated, that is sent from Apple Maps and Google Maps. Clear? That's the why and the how we do it. After the break, we're going to talk about how we respond to the reviews. Now, a word from another one of our sponsors. InKind is the largest and only dual-sided app-based marketplace offering low-cost capital investment for restaurants, paired with exclusive dining rewards for restaurant goers. To date, InKind has provided over $200 million in capital, giving restaurant operators alternative funding anywhere from $10,000 to $10 million. To its over 1 million users, InKind is a free app to pay your restaurant tab and earn rewards while dining out. To the over 1,800 U.S. restaurant owners who have been funded by InKind, it is the source of capital that takes a lot of the pain out of starting and running a restaurant, ultimately helping their dreams come true and showing that accessing capital for your restaurant does not have to require paying back lenders or splitting profits with investors or pledging your assets. Enjoy 15% back at thousands of restaurants and access exclusive dining perks and offers by downloading the InKind app at www.app.inkind.com or visit inkind.com to see how InKind can benefit you as a restaurant owner and operator. Restaurant Strategy listeners can redeem a special offer at inkind.vip/restaurantstrategy. As always, that link will be in the show notes. Okay. So we're talking about online reviews. Of course, this is a topic known as reputation management. We talked about the very technical piece of how online reviews factor into search engine results, right? SEO, how it helps you get found by the people who are looking for the thing that you have. That, as it turns out, is a really important thing to be able to do. We then also talked about a playbook. I shared my playbook for how you get more. It's not a quantity game, it's a quality game. More important than that, it's a consistency game. You want consistent reviews coming in every single day. If you just tried to get 1 to 2 every single day, it would change your business in 2 to 3 months' time. Okay, but now the other piece of this is this reputation management piece. And as I said at the beginning of this episode, you heard Marquee is a sponsor of this episode. I've got a long-standing relationship with them. I love that company. I love what they do. It's actually a piece of software that was built to help restaurant owners, and it does what it's supposed to do. So Avi is the CEO, one of the founders of the company. He's a very smart guy. He's a very generous guy. He really has built an incredible company that exists to help us do this very difficult and time-consuming part of our business. So you need to be responding to every single review. If you need help doing it, Marquee.com, M-A-R-Q-I-I.com can help you with that. I wholeheartedly recommend it. One of my friends and colleagues, again, I said earlier, Rev Ciancio, makes all of his restaurant clients use it. He's that gung-ho about it. I sort of tend to agree. It's really that powerful. So if you need help with anything I'm going to talk about over the next few minutes, if you need help, if it feels overwhelming, I promise you, Marquee can help make it easier. As always, right, that link is in the show notes. Let's talk then about how we respond. So Yelp, Google, Foursquare, Facebook, TripAdvisor, these are just some of the places where you get reviewed, right? The most important ones are Google and Yelp. If you only have time for two, it's Google and Yelp. You have to respond to every single review. Here's how you do it, and you make it easy. Number one, you batch time out, right? So you set time aside every week, 30 minutes, the same 30 minutes every single week. Let's say, hey, Monday morning, 9 to 9:30, when I get into the restaurant, it's the first thing I do. I pull up, in this case, maybe Marquee, and I go through and I respond to every single review, okay? Crucial that you do that. Whatever time that is, whoever is responsible for it, you could certainly delegate that task, but show them, right? They shouldn't be doing it every single day, little by little. It's okay to just respond once a week. Once a week, as long as you're doing it consistently, right? That's all that matters. Now, yes, you have to respond to the raves, right? Those are your people. So when they say, oh my God, incredible experience, blah, 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 you got to weigh in and say, you know what? Thanks so much for the kind review. We love reading stuff like this. We love having you. You obviously got what we were all about. We so look forward to welcoming you back. Something like that. Don't just copy and paste. Don't make it the same thing. Don't make it the same response to every single person. Personalize it. Pull something from the review and say, I'm so glad you enjoyed the chicken. I'm so glad you had our banana split, whatever it is. Call out whatever, something that they mention in the review. But do that, right? Do that with every single, right? The five stars are easy. Those are your people. They loved it. They raved. They get it. Thank them for taking the time to let other people know about it, right? All the way on the other side, the one stars, the people who hated it, had a terrible experience, these you also have to respond to, but for a totally different reason. Now, this is very crucial. You are not trying to convince those people to give you another chance. If they do, great. Your job in that moment when you're responding to one-star reviews is to put on a good public face for everyone else who's going to the Yelp page. Now, here's the thing. There are a lot of people that actually do put credence in these reviews, right? And they go there, and they go there to read the reviews, particularly the bad ones. I'll say, I do this all the time. My wife and I, when we're looking for Airbnbs, right? Because when we travel, we usually get Airbnbs. And we can read the five stars all day. Love it, great location, blah, blah, blah. But I want to read the one stars because I want to see the gripes. Because if somebody hates something about the place that I don't care about, like, oh, it was, you know, really off the beaten path. It wasn't near anything in particular. Well, sometimes my wife and I really just want to be out in the middle of nowhere. We don't want anybody around. So we see that as an asset. So maybe they're giving a one star because that's not what they expected or not what they wanted. But maybe for us, we're like, oh, well, that's not a big problem for us. That's actually something we like. We see that as an asset, not a liability. We like to read the one stars. Or on the other hand, it's like, oh, we had this happen the other day over the summer. Right, one of the places we were looking at said, "Oh, the balcony, the windows open up to the balcony, and people are smoking out there all the time. Our apartment always smelled like cigarette smoke. We're really sensitive to that. My wife hates it. So we were like, nope, off the list. I'm glad I knew it. People said, oh, really beautiful views, right near everything in particular, really easy to get around, blah blah blah. But that one thing, we were like, oh, we can't open the windows because we're gonna get cigarette smoke, and we really are sensitive to it. And again, my wife hates it." So it's okay if people had gripes or criticisms about your place. Hopefully they're constructive and they're not just like, this place is the worst. Obviously, you're going to get those too. This is really crucial. To the people that leave the one-star reviews, you must respond like a conscientious, concerned, and engaged restaurant owner and operator. Here's the crucial thing, though. Again, like I was saying, you're not trying to win them back. Do not try to win them back. Be respectful. Obviously make an attempt to get more information or to get them back, but your job in that moment is not to win them back. Your job is to appeal to everybody else who is coming to that page after that person has left that terrible review. Everybody's going, oh, what was the one-star review? What did they say? What were their criticisms? You are trying to put on a face and show that you're a conscientious and engaged restaurant owner or operator. You're showing them that you are hearing the concerns and you are weighing in. If there's no response to these one-star reviews, right? Maybe the person coming in who's considering going to that restaurant goes, oh man, it doesn't really look like anybody cares about these criticisms. But I wonder if that's still happening. I don't think I'd want that to happen. But when you respond, and this is how you respond to the one stars, you weigh in and you say, thanks for taking the time to share your feedback. Obviously, we hate getting reviews like this, but reading criticisms like this only help us get better. If you had a few minutes, please email me at leave your email address, because I have a few more questions about your experience. I want to make sure we get to the bottom of it and make sure this doesn't ever happen again. At your earliest convenience, please reach back out if you felt comfortable. Thank you. Something to that effect. You're thanking them for taking the time. You let them know that the criticism helps you get better and fine-tune it. Then you offer to have them reach out to you because you have a few more questions about their experience. Notice, you do not say, I'm so sorry you had this experience. Please email me. We'd love to invite you back for dinner on us so we can show you that we do it right. Because then what happens is people see it and they're like, if I complain, I get a free dinner. If I complain on Yelp, they'll invite me back in and I'll get another free dinner. Obviously, we don't want that to happen. And if you think it doesn't happen, it absolutely does happen. You do not want to do it. Bad behavior or bad criticism doesn't get you a freebie. All you're looking for is, hey, if you had a few minutes, I'd love to hear more about that experience, and I'd really love to get to the bottom of it. That script that I left, and if you missed it, just rewind and listen to it again. Some version of that script I've found to be very, very successful. And what happens is that other people will read and show that you are looking, you're trying to get to the bottom of it. You're trying to improve. You're trying to get better. It's so crucial. Now, the folks at Marquee always like to say, the most ground can be won, not by the 5 stars or the 1 stars, but actually with the 2, 3, and 4 stars. And that's because the 5 stars are already converts. They love you. They're super fans. The 1 stars had such a bad experience, they're probably not ever coming back. But your 2, 3, and 4 stars, this is where you can really move the needle, because people had a good, though disappointing, experience. They had an experience and just one thing was askew. Just something kept it from being a 5-star. And you can win those back. But you have to be responding consistently, and you have to actually engage with them. You have to actually listen to their concerns or whatever and respond. Some version of those scripts that I gave will work for you, no matter whether 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 stars. But you need to make this a priority. If you haven't done it yet, and it goes without saying, if you haven't claimed your Google My Business page, you need to do that, so that you can actually respond to these reviews. If you haven't claimed your Yelp page, you need to do that so that you can respond to these reviews. This is crucial. Again, no matter how you feel about what people say on these sites, no matter how you feel about these sites, it doesn't matter. From a sheerly technical perspective, this will help you make more money. At the end of the day, that's actually what I care about. So that's it, guys. That's what I want to talk about today. Hopefully this was helpful and actionable. One final request. If you get any sort of value from this show, please take a few minutes, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Just let other people know what you've gotten out of the show and what they can expect to get out of the show. That, more than anything else, helps grow this small business. It helps us grow our community, which in the end is just a good idea. Thanks again for all of you guys being here. Appreciate it, and I will see you next time.